It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2080, recorded Thursday, February 19th, 2026. 20 years is a long whiz. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, we celebrate 20 years of the Giz Whiz. The show is 20 years old. We also head to Toy Fair, and I have not one, but two gadgets in the crappy corner that were gifts from Christmas. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! I hope you are ready for the Giz Whiz. Here we are, me and Dick. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing fine. I'm very excited about this. You're in a new place. I'm in my old place, but with a new hat. We are now at gizwiz.tv.
We are.
And we have our own chat room over here. And I'm thrilled because so many of our fans have followed us. I'm looking up 215. And we have paid less than half of them to come into the chat room.
I know. And you would be surprised at what we paid the other half. I mean, it is a small amount of money. I'm really surprised they all decided that it was worth their time.
No, this is, if you're just tuning in, last week at this exact time, Leo and I did the last show, which was GizWiz 1516, and we're continuing with the numbering. So this is GizWiz 1517, and if you subscribe, you'll be getting all the new shows, and we plan on continuing this. We're doing it through Patreon, begging for money from time to time.
Yeah.
And you are now in a whole new city.
That was our first independent show.
And what was the date on that?
That was 10 years ago, May 8th, 2015. Almost 11 years old
11,
now.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And we are celebrating 20 years of the Giz Whiz today. Tomorrow will be 20 years.
And where were you? Were you in Texas? Where is that room?
That would have been Los Angeles. I moved right after Petaluma. I moved to Los Angeles for about a year. And I got a one-bedroom apartment, and that was the one bedroom, as I had set up the Giz Whiz in that one bedroom. It had a loft sort of area that I stuck my bed on. So you'd go in, there was a big living room, kitchen, like dining space, stairways up to a loft, and then that's where I put my bed. And then there was a bedroom over in the corner, and that's where the Giz Whiz was. That was LA.
Oh my gosh. So let's see, the show started in 2006.
Yep.
And so you've been doing it longer than at Twit.
So Leo obviously started the show with you. Back then it was a daily show? Did it start off?
I met Leo at a press event. I didn't know him. And after the press event, he said, "You have time after this event. There's a bar downstairs, I think the W Hotel." And we went down and he said, "Listen, I have this network called This Week in Tech, Twit. And I have two shows. I have a monthly show and I have a weekly show, but I want to add a daily show. Could you do that?" And I said, Yeah, I could do like a gadget every day. And then I said, I have a warehouse full of stuff. At the end of the week, I could do old gadgets. And he said, let's do that. And then during 1 year, he said, "Can I ever do a gadget if I find it?" And I said, "Why don't you do one every week?
Take it easy.
Because it's a lot of work finding all those gadgets." And then he started getting more shows. And then the editors said, can't you just do all five as one show so we don't have to edit so much? So that became the Daily Gizwiz.
And the Weekly then, Daily. Well, it changed from Daily to
the Weekly Daily. Gizwiz. Yeah. Yes, exactly. The Weekly Daily.
Instead of getting rid of the Daily, it just you just slapped Weekly on the front of it, which is very Gizwiz.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then, we won one award, and we won a... I don't know why we ended up in the comedy, but we won a podcast award for 2009 as the best comedy podcast.
That was 3 years after y'all got started, already award winning, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and then there was, Leah said, we need to build an audience so there'll be no money. And so we did the show for... about a little more than 3 years. And then Leo said, you know, we now have enough subscribers that we can take ads and now you can start getting paid.
It took three years
of sweat equity.
Yikes.
Yes, exactly.
Yikes.
Exactly.
So that it was started in 2006. Leo and you did it that entire time. And then I stepped in. My first episode that I ever stepped in to fill in for Leo was in 2013. And this was the beginning of the first episode that I ever stepped in as co-host.
Oh, let's so see.
This.
Leo's gone. Let's get this boat rolling.
It's the same.
And so after we did the intro back then in the fantastic Twit Brick House studio.
Go to the Gizwiz. It's the same. There it goes!
Oh!
Oh no!
I love the sound effects in the background.
Is it fun?
Oh, that's great! Oh, no. The thrill cam.
Oh. Gosh, man, that was the most engaging thrill cam we've ever had.
Insane. Yeah.
I'm here. I'm Chad Johnson. Leo is on vacation all around. There goes Burke. Burke with the thrill cam. Dick, how you doing? How is
there
it?
You go. So that was the first one I ever... look at that red hair, by the way. Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, my... You know, it's so funny how a natural red hair can become natural brown hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, sometimes you're born red, and then over time...
Yeah, it just... Over
you know,
time,
to
yeah,
the brown.
I think it was more than 36 hours before the change took place.
And then the very first episode that I took over, and so that was in 2013, September 2013, and then January of 2014, I took over full time as the new co-host. Here's my
guys. We got rid of Leo finally.
Didn't realize that was what I said right then.
Time for the Gizwiz.
There we go. So that was. Do we have the thrill cam then? No, it looks like we didn't have the thrill cam at that time. yeah. So that was in 2013.
14. Yeah.
2014. So yeah, that was 12 years ago that we did that. It were 20 years old. So over half the show, I've now been co-hosting. Which is crazy.
Wow.
2,080 episodes.
That's unbelievable.
Pretty cool.
Unbelievable.
That's pretty cool.
Well, and a lot of our fans are still with us.
Yeah. I love that. The names I see in the chat room are the oldies but goodies. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's super. It's super.
Love it. Okay. Well, with that, let's continue on for 20 more years.
exactly. Exactly.
By the way, today is my father's 70th birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
Big happy birthday to my dad. He was 50 when the show started. Isn't that crazy?
Dane. Dane, happy birthday. This is great. Thank you for Chad, Dane.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks for the Christmas fudge, and thanks for Chad.
Thank you, thank you. And happy birthday, yes. Dad.
And Selena, you're in there too. You helped.
Yes, a lot. Yes.
A lot.
Exactly. Okay, let's jump into some gadgets, shall we?
Okay, Toy Fair. So it was kind of fun. We made no appointments this year. And I said to Dennis, well, let's just roam around and find stuff. We stopped by a few of the people that we know. At Toy Fair, a lot of places you can't just walk in. You need an appointment. But we've been doing it for so long, we just say, can you tell somebody that the guys from Giz was here? And they say, oh, you just go on in. But what we found just roaming the floor, not behind the locked exhibits, slime was not very much present.
Oh, wow.
But squeezy things were. And I went to a booth with a lot of them, but they also have another category, which is kind of clever. And I explained that at the beginning of this video.
All right, so I had to stop by the Silent Sports booth, okay? And why is it called Silent Sports? It's award-winning soft sports balls designed for high-energy play with no noise. So if the kids are playing indoors, okay, you have a complete set. You have football, you have soccer balls. You have a little mini basketball, and they're all foamy, but they have some weight to them. This is very clever. So it's a way for kids to play without annoying other people in the house. I think it's very clever.
I like that.
So it's craft here? Not really, okay. These are all squishy. Squishy mac and cheese, okay? And how about Oscar Mayer, squishy Franks? But wait, there's more.
Oh, squishy Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah. Oh, squishy marshmallows.
Mushies, okay.
So now mushies are squishy and mushy.
Mushies are different than squishies. Oh my gosh. These are a riot. You know, actually, these are kind of fun.
They stay squeezed for a minute before they slowly unwind.
To their. They come back pretty quick. Look at this. The corn came back. Oh my God. I love this. Ooh, big smooth. Oh, these are mushies. Mushies and squishies. Boy, it doesn't take much to entertain us. We have ice, squishy ice.
Oh, yeah, squishy ices.
And they're all incredible roots. I could spend hours here just squeezing things. Oh, sorry, sir. So I picked the Reese's up and said, wait a minute, this isn't squishy. And the gentleman here said that they're in the works, so these are 3D printed. But probably towards summer or fall, you'll be able to get squishy Hershey's. Squishy Reese's Pieces, and even
my family is like
squishy Twisters. Okay, as I said, these are three-dimensional printed, but the squish will be added soon.
We gotta wait for the squish. We gotta wait.
Yeah,
wait for the squish. Wait for the mush. Those are fun. So I've seen similar products, you know, before.
Yes.
That, you know, are that squishy, mushy, and wow, there's a whole company that makes them. Yeah, and I like the, so this is what we saw first, the silent sports ball.
Yes, it's a clever idea for kids who want to play indoors, and they don't feel like they're just foam. They have weight to them, so you can actually play basketball, but soundless.
Instead of the ting, tong, 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 you know, I've heard that before. Yeah, absolutely. I like it. It's silent 30. I like that they are at least telling you that it's 43 decibels. Not silent, but silent.
No, yeah. Quieter than normal.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, pretty cool. And then all of the mushies, holy moly.
And they have all different names now. So there's a squishy company that spells it I-E, and then there are squishy companies that spell it with a Y. I love the butter.
The butter. Oh, my God.
The butter squishy. It is.
It seems like a prop, like a movie
it does.
Prop. You throw that at somebody.
Yeah.
That is so funny. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. The squishies I saw were, I think, Minecraft squishies. So, yeah.
Oh, like yes.
The branding will go hard with these little guys. Pretty cool.
That's great fun. All right. So, we'll next booth, you'll know why I stopped here.
Okay. Here we go.
Two of my very favorite things.
Oh, of course, trains.
And LED lights.
Oh my gosh.
Now I have them both. You know, a lot
who
of
couldn't stop?
Now have these Christmas trains. Well, not only are the boxcars lighting up and the caboose, but the tracks are lighting up. And we're going to find out from Michael, what do we call this set and what does it cost?
Hey, Dick, good to see you again. Good Thanks for coming to the Lionel booth.
Thank you.
Excited to be showing product here at the 2026 Toy Fair in New York City. So Lionel is synonymous with O-gauge trains, electric trains, 125 years. In the past few years, what we really like to do is we're always about ongoing innovation and how to have fun with lights, with sound, with motion. We decided to go ahead and add lighted track. So what's really nice is the train goes around the track. You'll see right when it crosses into the next piece of track, it makes contact, and you see the track underneath it start to light up. Really fun way to just expand the overall play value and add a nice touch to every Christmas tree. You know, Christmas isn't complete until you have your Lionel train under the tree.
And what is that set cost?
So this set right here is $429.99. This is our Christmas Light Express set. It comes with a remote. You have the bell, the whistle, special Christmas holiday songs that go through it.
Oh, okay.
What's really fun as well is
smoke?
Does smoke.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
oh, fun.
We also have lighted LED boxcars. So as the set goes by, you'll see special LED lights.
I really like the lights on the track. That is so cute.
Pick that up right there. You'll see all of the lights and the incremental added play value that goes through. And what's really unique as well about
the
lights pulse to the music.
Oh,
they lights do not pulse to the music.
Okay.
But what they also do, that special boxcar right there has a sound boxcar. So it's got even more Christmas songs built in.
Oh, okay.
So you can turn it on
and you
play Christmas
that with
music.
Your remote control.
You control the set with your remote control.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Or you could use a Bluetooth app that we have on Android and Apple devices to run your train.
Own music through it?
You can run the train. You can control the bell, the whistle, all of the announcements with your own phone.
Okay. And what else?
Yeah. So come on over this way. We'd love to show you guys a few other fun
All right. So the box car has speakers and plays Christmas songs. This is neat.
So cool. Whoa.
So Lionel has 4 new SKUs coming out. I'll show you this one right here. This is one of our hand-built prototypes.
Oh, my gosh.
So the track will hook to your tree. You have 6 support rods, 6 pieces of track that go through. This will, oh, no, I broke it myself. This will sit on the track, and it'll be a display piece that runs around the Christmas tree. So really nice.
This is a hand-built prototype.
Battery operated. They have sounds and lights as well.
So that'll be for Christmas at the end of this year.
Yes, sir. It'll come out this year.
Okay.
So we'll have Mickey and Minnie. We'll have a classic Santa Claus version, and we'll have Polar Express.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. And is there a price point on that?
These are $79.99.
Okay.
So you'll get a sleigh, and you'll get 6 pieces of track, 6 support rods, and 1 clamp to go on the tree.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
We should take a look at
where
one
more.
So Lion obviously launched new trains with new licensing partners. We're really excited to feature Star Wars. Our battery-operated line.
Wow.
So this train will have the lights in the cab.
Okay.
It will have a remote control that comes with it.
Okay.
So you got the whistle, the bell, Star Wars movie-specific announcements.
Okay.
And then also water vapor as well.
Oh, great.
Really all the added play value you need to have a great time for every Star Wars fan.
And price point?
$169.99.
And out?
This will be out in Q3 of 2026.
Okay, in time for Christmas.
Yes, sir.
This is great.
That's really
great
neat.
Fun. Lionel trains? We're all set for the holidays.
That one that's in the tree, that is in what a unique.
And Minnie or Mickey or Polar Express.
Yeah.
So that's pretty clever.
I think all of these were really, really clever. The LED track and LED box cars looked really good.
Yes.
Those look really good.
Now, I noticed that it says on the photo, this photo may not be the final product.
Right.
So I think in the photo, they did not have the track ready or whatever. But the Christmas train is supposed to come with lighted track. And as the train goes over, it lights, and then it goes out after the train passes. And one of the boxcars plays Christmas carols. Ellen, you'll control it with the remote control. And since it was Bluetooth, he didn't answer my question directly. I wondered if you could play your own music through the train. That's possible since the app is Bluetooth.
I can just imagine. That would be cool. I don't know if it's featured, but that would be very cool.
Yeah,
play your own tunes through that.
And the Star Wars train is on Amazon as a pre-order, shipping October 1st.
Very cool.
And because he said, because there's a Star Wars movie this year and another one next year?
Oh, I actually didn't. Oh, well, I know of The Mandalorian and Grogu. That one, I guess, is coming out next month, actually. Isn't that coming out soon? Yes. For some reason, I know that is Star Wars, but I was thinking that it wasn't. Like, to me, that's not. I mean, it is really Star Wars. The Mandalorian.
Well,
forgot about that one. No, it really is Star Wars. Sorry. I was just thinking because it was a Disney Plus thing first, and now it's not a series anymore. It's a movie. So yeah. And then what's the other one? What's the second Star Wars?
He said there's one coming out this year and one next year. I don't know what the one Star Wars 2027.
Mandalorian, Grogu, and then several other projects are under development. Anyway.
Oh, it doesn't show. It doesn't give a title. Okay.
No. Anyway. It says that there's an untitled Rey movie, the Jedi New Order. But this is also Google's AI summary, which can be very finicky on what correct information that it gives you.
Yes, just tell me about it. I Googled, when was the very first Gizmo show? And it gave me the date, which I knew it was 2006.
Yeah.
And then I said, when was the first video version? And it said 2006.
No, that's wrong.
No. Yeah.
There we go. Scooter X is helping me out. Star Wars Starfighter is scheduled for release. Oh, this is May 2027. So pretty quickly in 2027, though. Like really,
yeah,
really
yeah. So there is one that each one. Year.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why they gearing up for a Star Wars train.
Exactly. Yeah, and that makes sense why he would mention that in October. It would have it'd cover the previous one and the one in 2027.
The next one.
That makes sense.
Next one.
Very, very cool. And of course, Lionel Trains is kind of the name in.
Oh, absolutely. Trains, absolutely.
So. Fantastic stuff. Okay, gadget.
All right, so I have more stuff next week, but this is one of my favorite things, and I'm so sorry I didn't ask the guy if he had a press sample. I was totally impressed. See if you are too.
Okay, here we go.
We're at Fantasma.
Fantasma?
Okay.
Fantasma Toys.
Okay, and Jacob said, what should I do?
What I want you to do, you're just going to call out stop on a card as I dribble the card.
Oh, okay. Stop. Stop.
Right there?
Okay.
Remember the card? I'll show the camera as well.
Okay.
And all we have to do is if we just wait a second and we snap, that's not the card.
No.
But if we wait a second, like this, it looks like the card.
What?
Here, we'll take it a step further. If I lose that card into the deck, just lift up a chunk of cards.
Okay.
Right there. But look, the card you lift up at, just right at the...
Oh, oh my God.
Now this snaps.
Take it a step, one step further. If I snap like this, everywhere where you look, you start seeing the five in every single spot. You can see that it now looks like every spot.
What?
Wow. Looks like the five. But that's not true, because of course you know that it should be... Here, let's see if I get find a card that's like this. You should see that all the cards are different. And the five jumps onto the wall right there.
You know what? I think this is some kind of trick. What does that sell for?
This is, it's $9.99. It comes in like a little, there's like these one-off, this is $9.99, but wholesale it's $5. So it comes with this, comes with video instructions, everything you need.
How long would it take to learn to do that?
I really only
60 seconds.
Maximum a half hour. I think between 10 and 15 minutes, you can learn how to do this because it's all built into the deck of cards.
Yeah. It's called...
Pretty amazing.
That is really
I'm
amazing.
Itching to talk here. I'm itching to talk.
Yeah. I am impressed.
Do you know how that's done, Chad?
I do. So the technical term for that deck is called a Svengali deck. It's called a Svengali deck. It's so interesting that Disney is packaging it and selling it. That was probably in the first 10 magic tricks I ever bought. I know the first magic trick I ever bought was a bill changer, but this one would have been in the top 10 magic tricks I had ever bought. It's a very, very cool effect. It's called a
Svengali
deck.
How does it change all the cards to...
I don't know if I should reveal the secret, but since we're the Gizwiz and I know all y'all, I'll tell you. So every other card in that deck is chopped a little bit smaller. And so when you flip it one direction, the top, because the height of the cards are a little different, you can flip it to show two different types of faces or two different cards. So what's happening in that deck is every other card is a five of hearts. And so he can do a few, he did three different methods to make the five of hearts appear. You can do methods where you take you do a double lift on the top card, and then you can show, okay, that's not your card, you flip it over. Well, because you did a double lift and you have two cards, now the top card is actually on the top, and where it was on the bottom, and now it's your card, things like that. So he's doing a few techniques on top of his trick deck to make the trick fun and give it a cool story, and you know, you pick a card and stuff like that. So there's practice, and there's methods, and you do really have to learn the trick. It kind of will instantly work, but in order to make it fun and cool and impress your friends, you do have to practice it. So that was it's a very, very cool trick deck.
You know what? It takes a fair amount of skill to do it flawlessly, right? Could you learn that in 30 minutes?
Yeah, and with this deck, it'd be, honestly, you'd be able to pick up the deck and within a minute, be able to show off the effect and be able to pull off.
Really?
It's literally as simple as if you have a deck of cards and you go forward, it'll all be different cards. And if you go backwards, it'll all be the five of hearts. Just based on the way that you present it and show it. You can you could fan it one way and it'd be the five of hearts. You fan it the opposite way, it'd be all different cards. Which is the same thing he was doing. He would, slide it out, it'd be all different cards. He'd pick it up and then he'd show you that it's all the five of hearts.
Frank said, "Why? That's an old trick. Why is it a toy fair?" And then PC guy has it right down because it's Disney now.
Yeah,
because
it's Disney,
and it's the magic deck.
I will tell you, most magic tricks, a lot of magic tricks, they use, especially the popular ones that you can buy at any magic shop, they use like one or two effects, and they've kind of been around forever.
In order to get really
unique magic tricks and unique effects, you do kind of have to go to like individual proprietors. So like a magician will package and sell a magic trick that he makes. You know, there might be a magician that sells four or five. And so anyway, so if you want something that's not mass market, you can go to individual people and get really interesting things. But if you go into almost any joke shop or magic shop, it's going to be Svengali decks. It's going to be like cut the rope magic tricks.
Oh,
it's
going to
be bags. It's going to be like those methods are so widely known. They're very popular. Like, so here's like a Svengali deck. I don't know, just a...
That's the thing. Oh, my gosh.
Is they'll do it as a bicycle deck, so you can't tell. Yeah, as that's the ones that I used to buy, is you can buy a Svengali deck in bicycle brand, and it'll even have, like, the packaging on it. So you could be like, here's a brand new deck, and it still has
Oh, my gosh, how funny.
It still has the cellophane on it, and you're like, let me open this deck for the first time. Take a look. They're all different cards. And you can even shuffle a Svengali deck, which is really interesting. So literally, it's just two cards kind of snapped to each other. But the way that they're cut, you can shuffle them, and every other card will still fall on each other, and you can push it back together, and it still works. The method still works.
Wow.
So yeah.
Well, I was impressed. Cool. Sandblast is impressed too.
I think that the magician that they had did a great job and did a really fantastic job, and showed a few different ways to make it work, which is cool.
Yeah, and it's a little weird because the deck is Fantasia, but the company that makes it is Fantasma.
Fantasia, exactly. It is. It's Fantasia 2000. Art on Fantasma, the brand.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Oh, there's bike. Yeah, there you go. The bike coin. Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff.
I was impressed. I have more stuff for next week.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, with that, let's get a little bit crappy.
You don't need it. But you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. This month's theme was gadgets I got as gifts. So I recorded a video earlier, and let's take a look. Hey, Diggity. So we are back at it with another Crappy Corner find, and these are two gadgets that were gifts from Christmas. Today, we are taking a look at two different types of wallets, and both of them have Find My built in two different methods. So we're going to take a look at this one first. The really cool thing about this is that it makes holding credit cards really, really convenient, and it has a really unique way to hold credit cards. So I have a whole bunch of cards here. They're just kind of random cards. And in this wallet, what you do is you load them into a metal case. So this is some aluminum right here. It can't take all of these cards, so we're gonna fit in as many as we can. It looks like it can take all but three of them. It fits in there, and then you have a trigger on the top, and you actually pull this down, and it will present all of your credit cards in this really nice fan. So you can kind of, you know, okay, I want this credit card. Let me pull that one out of there. And you could stick it back in there. And so just to kind of show you that again, it has a really cool trigger mechanism to eject those cards. Okay. It also has a money clip and a whole bunch of other pockets for other cards. And then this is how it's integrating in the Apple Find My feature. And that is with an AirTag that you would have to buy separately. And then you can take it and set it. Whoops. Guess not that pocket. There's two of them right here. So you have to fit it into that other small pocket right there. And there you go. Now your AirTag fits inside of that really nicely. And then you have all your credit cards. So that is one of the wallets. Here is the other one, and it uses a different method than the previous one. This one includes a money clip if you have bills. And then the way that you put the credit cards inside is that there is some elastic on either side, so it'll open up. So you take your credit card, and then you slide it in. And then on the other side, you can kind of push up, and that gives you your credit cards. So here, we'll fit a few more inside of here. on three. And then on this side, we have that little press to kind of get to your elastic cards. Now, this also has Apple Find My integrated in, but the way that this one works is that the back here, there are two batteries. They are the 2032s that are, you know, pretty easy to get. You have a screwdriver to unlock all of this and get to those batteries, and then this button will allow you to pair it with the Find My app so that you can locate this. There's a little bit of a difference between the two methods. This one will just show you a location on a map, and then this one, if you use the app, will actually give you a really cool arrow on the app, which will point you directly to this, which this one doesn't have that exact feature integrated into it. It's only the one with the little puck from Apple. There you go. Two different types of wallets that have two very unique credit card designs. And just to point this out is that the I shoved 8 credit cards into here to get that really cool kind of like effect out of there. You can put in actually less credit cards. So if I just put in like say 3 of them, they fit in just fine, and they still do a little bit of the fan so that I can just grab one. And for those who
are
curious,
is there a place for your money?
So it's just both of these have a money clip, which is not ideal. I don't really love money clips.
No, because everybody sees your money.
Well, yeah, and if you have more than like 5 bills, it starts becoming really a headache to kind of fish them in and out. And then on top of that, this one has a magnetic closure right here, so this will magnetically stay closed. And when you actually use the money clip, it really quickly, the magnet isn't strong enough to keep this closed.
Oh, I see.
You can still kind of push it over there, and then you know it'll stay closed in your pocket as you shove it in there. But still, not perfectly ideal. But there you go. Let me show you the prices for each of these online. And both of them are from Amazon. So here's that first one that I showed off, $35. It also mentions the RFID blocking that you had mentioned before.
Yep.
So you can kind of see a few features there. And then here's the other one, another RFID blocking. Oh, built-in RF. Oh, built-in AirTag. Oh my gosh, here's the RFID blocking. Sorry, I can't read. Sort of similar features, except.
Well, wait a minute. So you don't need to put a tag on this one. It's built in.
Right. So this one has it built in, completely built in. So that is, it's all integrated in. You don't need that separate puck. Now the user experience is different. So in the Find My app, you can always see where your stuff is on a map, and you can do that with this wallet as well. But if you have the little puck thing, there's an extra feature, which is when you're close by on the map, you can add a second step where it'll give you an arrow that will point directly to the gadget. That arrow won't work on this third-party wallet, but it will work on the first party AirTag from Apple. So if you want that extra feature of, which I've used a lot, and you know, it helps you get that last 20 feet to your gadget. You know, you might be able to tell, oh, it's in the apartment somewhere. Well, that's fantastic. Now I have to look through the whole apartment. And that'll happen with this wallet that doesn't have that sort of like directional feature. That's why I kind of like these pucks a little bit better, the actual air tags that Apple sells, is because that's really nice to be able to actually where is this thing is super duper fancy and nice. So there you go, back at it again next week with another gift gadget. Any other questions? With that, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Farmhorn.
Okay, so I thought I would, for the Gadget Warehouse, do what we did at CES. I found a toy gadget from 4 years ago that sounded very interesting. So the object here is watch the video and decide, did it really ever get made?
Is this company still alive? Did they ever
The company, I can tell you, the company was at Toy Fair.
Oh.
But I didn't get up there to ask them, did they really make this product?
I see. Okay. Vaporware or not?
Yeah. No, okay. It's they made one of them.
One.
So here's the video.
Last year at Flybar, we saw the little cart for kids, and adults were very, very jealous. And so, John, what happened?
So every adult tried to stuff themselves into this car. It was very funny. We have a lot of videos of people trying to ride in them. And we made a few handmade samples of the big one, just to show.
Okay.
And everybody said, I gotta have that. You gotta make that. And we're like, no, that's too hard to make, and who's gonna buy it, right? Turns out we are making it. It's available at Walmart for $299.
Let's go around here. Okay.
And we thought it was for adults. In testing, it was more important that two kids got in it, and they love the joysticks, so they're running the joysticks independently. They're laughing like crazy. So we called it Bumper Car XL, extra large. And you'll see a kid and adult, two kids, two adult stuff. And
I'm loving it already.
And you can see that everybody laughs as soon as they get in it. Everybody laughs.
Oh, this is amazing. Oh, and I see the lights on the floor.
Rechargeable. So we turn the lights out at night. Kids have a blast in the basement. Up to 200 pounds, 3 miles an hour. Comes with a seatbelt for safety, although these people aren't wearing seatbelts. Very dangerous. And comes with a rechargeable battery. So it's all ready to go. It's all fully assembled when you get it. It's going to be huge this year. We're going to be on TV advertising. But the idea is be a kid again. Laugh and be a kid again.
Oh, my gosh.
I forgot I actually rode it.
Yeah,
oh my
you're on
gosh.
That thing. Holy moly. Bumping this poor fellow. He's just trying to see Toy Fair, and you're just running him down. Bam.
So I never saw these advertised. And
I think I saw a Mr. Beast video with these things in them.
And what is the price?
$299.
$299, and you said out now or coming?
Coming November 1st at Walmart.
November 1st at Walmart. And on a full charge, about how much playtime is there?
About 25 minutes.
About 25
Longer
minutes.
Longer than you think.
Yes, I know.
It will ruin the furniture before it runs out. And probably hit the dog, too. Watch out for the dog.
Flybar XL?
XL Bumper Car. Flybar Bumper Car XL.
Bumper Car XL from Flybar. I love it. People here are having a great time. Oh, someone just went through the window.
That is really cool. So I'm pretty sure they shipped because
you see it. You can buy one.
I saw one in Walmart at the time that around this time. So here, let's go check them out. Flybar. Do they still have the?
Well, I know the kid version is
there. Yeah. Glow, come on. I don't see the XL. No. Let's see. We may have to do some more research. Let's see. Motorized vehicle.
Scooter X has a link there. Oh, out of stock.
See,
usually out of
about.
Stock is means.
Yeah. See, I see another. Yeah, this. I don't know if this was his link. Is this his link? Oh, here's another one. Yeah, the 12-volt version. Looks like that was it. Yeah, not available on that one. Man, they got really bad ratings. XL. Let's read this rating.
Oh my God, I got one star. I don't know how to.
It stopped working.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, it looks like they did sell it.
They did sell it.
They
but
did sell
not
it.
For long. I don't. Oh, are they still shipping? Can you order that?
No.
No.
Nearby.
Oh, out of stock.
No, yeah, out of stock. Yeah. Okay. Out of stock. Here's a video of someone seeing them in Walmart.
What in the trying to get an adult to be a kid again is this? Look, you got an adult.
That is so fun. There it is.
Wow. Oh, it went up a bit in price to $350.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. There they were. It looks like
it made it to market, but
yeah,
it looks like it did not last.
It didn't stay in the market.
It didn't stay.
Thank you, Skurex, for doing some research on that. That is awesome. Very cool. I mean, I wish that it didn't get such bad reviews and that it was still being made, because the day that I become a millionaire, you know, who needs a bowl, you know, like a bowling ball rink. I would rather have a bumper car rink in my $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want, you know, I don't need that. Or like a golf simulator. No, I want a bumper. I want bumper cars, okay, in my expensive house.
I totally understand. I totally understand that.
Okay, with that, let's jump into the letter.
All right, so this is kind of apropos. It's from Mo, and you were talking about Elon putting power stations in space.
Yes.
Well, if he does, you might want to stay here. Oh. Mo said, would you guys stay at this place? And he has a little video.
Oh, my gosh. It looks like, so down here it says sound on, so we'll turn the sound on here on this website. The first human hotel on the moon. We don't even have a building on the moon yet. I like how they're already planning the first hotel.
Oh, they have a picture of it.
Oh, look at that. There's a lunar, oh, there's a test in 3 years. Oh, wow. Wow, okay.
Yeah, but you can book a room. It doesn't say, okay. There's so...
A cave base will be started in 2031. Oh my gosh, and then a hotel.
That's
in 2032.
Yes.
Look at that. What a design choice with the Greek columns. That is quite.
And it, what's it called? The GRU?
Yeah, the GRU.
The GRU?
Yeah, GRU space. This, you know, okay, so there's a long-term presence of the hotel. They're going to have to figure out something about the space radiation that's going to be constantly attacking. I don't know if these walls are quite thick enough, but very crazy looking.
But my guess is this is going to open about the same time as the marina here in the city opens. How is this actually possible?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the GRU space team. So GRU is the name of the main character in Despicable Me, who's like a villain, right? And this is the, like in the movie, he wants to steal the moon.
Oh, how funny.
I don't know if this is the reference they're going for. But
oh, that's so funny.
The ultimate Mad Frank says the same thing, like from Despicable Me. Are they trying to steal the moon?
That's very funny. That's very funny.
Man.
Well, I'm not making a reservation.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm not putting a deposit down anytime soon. I mean, that's crazy. That is crazy. I guess if you're going to plan, you got to plan ahead.
I guess. I'm not even making Toy Fair... sent a press release out yesterday. Toy Fair 2026 is over. Time to make reservations for Toy Fair 2027. Wait a minute. It's been over for a day. And already you want to sign up for next year?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait a minute. Someone else has something. The GRU is Russia's military intelligence agency.
I don't know. I think that's...
Is that a joke?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we need to land... We need to get NASA to have a base on the moon. I mean, this is such an interesting concept because, I mean, you really dig into it. It's like, do they have a launch system? Do they have... They have renders of a habitat, but actually getting the habitat from Earth to space and then people from Earth to space, you're just expecting that you have the rockets to do that or that you're going to... It's just so strange. Seems so, so strange. The space stations seem more plausible than a moon hotel.
You know, I agree.
The space hotels seem more plausible than this. Interesting. Very interesting. Also, I mean, it would be... What are you going to do on the moon? You know, I mean, you just walk around on the moon?
Yes, exactly.
What are you going to do on the moon? You're going to just have to stay. It's like the worst version of a cruise that I could ever imagine. You're in probably the tiniest hotel room that you'll never be able to leave. You know,
you're not going to be able to. And your iPad's probably not going to work.
The internet service would be horrible.
Yes.
The only thing I could think of is if they had if they placed the hotel next to, like, the Apollo 11 landing site, and you could go see, you know, or maybe one of the landing sites that still have the vehicles, you know, and you could see the footprints of some of the astronauts still on in the regolith on the moon. That'd be cool, but also, I don't know if I want some random hotel company next to basically a... you know, artifact on the moon. You know, I don't know. It was so strange. So
I would just set a tent up on the desert and pretend I was there. It'd be way cheaper.
I agree. The space station seems a lot funner because you would be weightless and you'd you know, to come home on a moment's notice. You're on the moon and something goes wrong. There's a lot of steps to get you home. There's still a lot of steps.
This is Chad's answering machine. Chad is on the moon right now.
I'm sorry. I am on the moon. There's 12 Hasselblad cameras left by the astronauts on the moon. That's what I'd want to go see. No. The Hasselblad is a camera company that's very popular, terrestrial, very here on Earth. Very fun, Mo. Thanks for sending that over. That is
very funny.
Ridiculous. Huge thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back. patreon.com/gizwiz is our Patreon. Head on over there and support the show. We've been doing it independent now for 12 years. All thanks to y'all. So thank you, everyone who supports our Patreon. You are amazing. It is why we have been independent for the last 12 years and will continue the show on past year 20. Head on over to gizwiz.tv. That's where we record the show just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. Reminder that next week we'll be recording the show an hour later. So come by the stream an hour later and join us. The website will just update with the live stream whenever we're live. Join us there, gizwiz.tv. And also make sure you join the chat room so you can chat along with all of our fantastic community members. And if you ever miss an episode, it's there on our website, gizwiz.tv. Or you can head on over to our YouTube page, or we're on Apple Podcasts. We're all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a reminder, a link, or a description of the gadget, head on over to gizwiz.biz while you're there. Play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show, the thing you can participate in. This is a gadget, an entire gadget. You got to guess what this gadget is based off of this one photo. And this is obviously the prototype for the space hotel. It's going to be launched into space, and it unfurls like a big balloon. There you go. You got a space hotel. If you think you know what this is, or could buy it yourself, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. Get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. Actually, it looks more like space luggage, honestly, now that I look at that again. Space luggage.
Could be.
You got to get a guess in. Gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.